goes
this
in hand.
This conference will.
We'll go through the recent ones, and then I'll talk. I'll just do a training based on using the news and or lose, and we can talk about just using what occurs in everyday life, because the news comes across whether you read the newspaper, which I'm hearing statistically is falling off dramatically. How many people subscribe or read the news? Most people today get most of their news off the internet. It just happens to be our culture today. We're driven by the internet, and it's taking over a lot of different aspects of our community. So probably not a good time for you to invest in any newspaper publishing companies, right? Think about it. Like investing in typewriters as the PCs started coming out, right? Anyway, so so use the news or lose. We'll talk about that as well. So let's jump in and talk about why do we use third-party materials in the first place? And the most important thing that we use them for is to help build credibility. Because when you go out and you're talking to people one-on-one, they can get to know you. And I will always tell you that the most important thing you develop with somebody on a one-on-one is that they trust you. Because people will follow and love and care about those they trust. So you need to be able to establish that level of trust with people. And this is very critical in the Hispanic community as well. They're very relational people, and so it's important that they get to know you, your family. You talk about your family, your commitment, your spiritual walk. All these things are important to them, and they'll ask lots of questions, and you'll have time to do that. In fact, I was communicating with somebody today, training them about trust and developing that relationship with Hispanics, and it's very different than natural selling. So understanding that distinction is going to be important. That's one of the things I'll train in my special class, because natural selling, some of the principles there aren't going to work for you in the Hispanic community because it's a different culture. So it's a little different twist on it than what you would think. So building credibility is still based on what you, absolutely you, they need to trust you. So you need to be authentic, you need to be real, and you need to care about them so that they begin to trust you. But there are other aspects of credibility that are important as well. Because they're not just investing in you, they're investing in a company. The company's called Manatech. They're putting their future in the hands of Manatech. They're saying, I'm going to trust that this company is going to help lead, guide, direct me, and get me to, through you, Mary Jo, to help me get my dreams to come true. So what is this company about? What is that? So you want to help by using independent articles to help build credibility. People still believe materials they read. I find that when I hand somebody materials that say things, they find credibility in that. They don't believe the news as much anymore because they know that everybody has their own little bent on it. But when they read something, they tend to look at, okay, what does this say? Or science articles and things like that. They love to get involved with, you know, most people don't read a lot, but they'll read short pieces or they will look at something. If it's highlighted, they might pick up different, you know, sentences throughout something that is highlighted. But they still tend to believe reading materials versus somebody orally saying something on a, you know, on a CD or DVD or something like that. The written materials seem to still carry more credibility. You can use the articles to help paint a picture, whatever that is that you're trying to paint. But you have to know in advance what you're trying to paint. You just don't throw a flurry of articles at somebody and say, oh, these are all about our company. See how much news we get. Well, what is the picture you're trying to paint? So you want to lead in with, you know, what you want that article to be supporting, something you're saying in support of what you're telling the person, the story that you're building. Here's the article that supports that, right? And everybody's belief systems all need to be supported. In other words, people need to know if you're out there going after business builders and getting people to sign up and committed to looking at this as a business opportunity. And I can tell you, I'm almost exclusive business today. I still talk to a few people about the, you know, their conditions and products and how they can, you know, wellness and this kind of, but really I work probably 80% of my energy is put in the business area today. It's about finding people and growing their businesses and helping them with business. So that's a lot of fun. That shift has been a lot of fun. But they need to be supported because one of the big things, the first thing that you need to overcome with people is, I can do this, because they'll tend to think, I can't do this. So you need to help support them to believe that they can do this. So you can use materials for that as well. And who they are. So let's kick in and let's now jump in and look at different articles that we talked about last week. One of the articles I wanted to really talk about, spend the most time on, because I felt it was most critical, is the article on Al Bala. Now, let's make sure we always pronounce his name right, and here I'll give you a hint on that, because I pronounced it wrong for a year, and his name is Al Bala. And most people say Al Bala, and that because we're United States, and if we look at the word B-A-L-A, we're going to go Bala. That's not how you pronounce his name. And I was laughing at myself the other day when I left a message on his cell phone, and when I heard him pronounce his own name, I went, oh, my gosh, I'm mispronouncing it. And what you want to do is remember that you just say Al twice, and then you put a B in front of it. So if you went Al, and just put a B in front of it, it goes Al Bala. Everybody get that? So it's Al Bala, not Al Bala, Al Bala, okay? Al Bala is how you pronounce Al's name. So you're going to talk about Al Bala, and he's our what? What is he in our company? He's, first of all, and I didn't even put it right in the outline, so make sure you correct that. I have Lydia correcting it to be posted. He's the Senior Vice President of Global Business Development. Senior Vice President of Global Business Development. Now, what's so great about this article that came out in Network Marketing Times that all of you now have, you can print off, you can use to go around, is that it talks about this guy and who he is and his heart and passion. And what you need to do with this article, so you're going to, for the network marketing industry, by the way, you're going to look at Alan. Al's a guy who's been in the network marketing industry virtually his whole life. I mean, he went and he got an engineering degree, but he fell in love with network marketing right out of school. And he pursued it. I mean, he went after it, and he is now still totally sold on network marketing. And the beauty of this article, it depends on, again, remember, what story are you portraying? What are you going to use this article to support? So you have a lot of things you can use this article for, because if you notice, the article is quite lengthy. It's like, 9 pages long or 8 pages long, right? 8 pages? So how do I use this article, Mary Jo? Well, you're going to use it for what story you want to talk about. You can talk about, the fellow in charge of our global business development. This is a huge piece if you're going to use it for purposes of going into Mexico. Why do you know that Manatech going into Mexico is going to be successful? Well, because the guy who's heading up our Mexico opening and grand opening in the process of going into Mexico is a fellow who's opened up countries all over the world. He's been dedicated to network marketing for the last 30 years, right? And he's successfully opened it foreign markets. He speaks, 9 or 10 different languages, and he's fluent in all these languages. And he's just an incredible guy who's in love with network marketing and in love with supporting people, because that's where his heart and passion is. And you can talk about that from using the article. You highlight different things throughout the article. And that's what I've done with my article. I've gone through and I've used a yellow highlighter and highlighted specific things that I want to use. And I'm just going to go through some of those depending on what I'm using it for. Now, if I'm talking about why it's going to work, right, in terms of the Mexico, I highlight the things that talk about how many international markets he's opened, and I talk about those things in here, as well as his whole attitude towards, network marketing. And he loves it. He says that he loves to go travel all these countries. He says in 65 different countries. He built the business at the ground level, and I love the words that he put in there. On the front page in the fourth paragraph, you'll see that he built the business at the ground level, in quotes, in the kitchen. Why is that important when you're talking to people? Because people need to feel confident that they can build this business in their kitchen. And here's a guy who's a multimillionaire who's built businesses, and he's gone, in 65 different countries. That's in that same paragraph, 65 different countries. It's almost like, okay, so maybe it's easier to list the ones he's missed, right? Okay, right. So, and one of the greatest joys he has, this is what I love about Al's heart, is that he can go to any of these countries today and he finds people with open arms, welcoming him back, that basically he has helped turn their lives around through the opportunity of network marketing. And that is such a huge joy. In fact, he says in there, nothing, no money could ever buy that kind of satisfaction. And that's a beautiful thing to express that. So you can right away establish who this guy is and what his heart is just on that front page, just with highlighting. Take a yellow marker, highlight 65 countries, highlight in the kitchen, highlight no money will buy you that kind of satisfaction. And you have those things highlighted, and all of a sudden you're on the road with really showing the passion of who Al is, who is this guy who is, you know, developing this business. Now, what if you weren't going into Mexico? Can you use the same language? Absolutely, because you want to show people what is the heart and passion of Manitech. Remember, real products, real passion, real possibilities. Al Bala is Al Bala is who? The Senior Vice President of Global Business Development. Here's the heart of the senior executives in our business. And you talk about no money will buy you that kind of satisfaction, right? He feels like a missionary of goodwill who reminds people how to dream and gives them tools to create the lives they are meant to live. That's another great quote. Again, it's found in the fifth paragraph on the first page. So that's what you're going to share with people about who we are. That's our passion. That's our senior executive officer's passion, and it represents who we are. What we fight for people is to allow them to what? Have the tools to allow them to live the dreams that they've created. Okay? So you see how they, again, highlight the little things. You can hand these over with the highlighted areas depending on what you're, you know, approaching the person for. The other important thing that I find in this document that I like, let's see, I'm going through my highlights in here just to help you as well. And I highlighted I highlighted the fact that he said in his 50s, he had now found a way to replace a 40-year career plan with a 2 to 5 year plan. And that's great, because you know what this is? This can tie into the new brochure I put out has, we're looking for people who don't want a job, they just don't know it yet. In there I outline, here's your 40-year plan and here's a 2 to 5 year plan. And here's Al talking specifically about that. So you can tie it into the brochure if you want to use that as a marketing piece as well. But that's important that people understand you have a choice here. You can choose the path that you're on, which is J-O-B, just over broke, whatever that means to you, making somebody else's dreams come true. Or you can truly find the 2 to 5 year. So that you could he could help you make all your dreams come true. All right, great. If you want to talk to people about self-development and how critical it is and one of the greatest aspects that you find, if this is something personal to you, like it is to me, that the last 12 years of my life have been spent in more self-development than I've ever done in the rest of my life, and it was network marketing as an industry that brought me to that acknowledgement and recognition and growth. And how critical that's been to Mary Jo in her life. Wow, that's huge for me. And I can use the bottom of page 2 in Al's article to talk about his commitment. He says he believes that the most precious gift the network marketing profession offers is the journey of self-development. That's the second last paragraph on page 2. So you can talk about this. You can use this article to help convince people on why they need to go to Clemmerwork, or why they need to go take a step further, or why. What's one of the most critical parts of getting involved in network marketing is to become the best person that you can become and really grow yourself. So that's another aspect of it. So you can highlight that as well. The next page, third page, to me is kind of fun because I put a 1, 2, 3, 4, all right? Because it's kind of like, how do I build this business? And he talks about this. He says, how do you build a business? Well, this is how he started. Remember, he talked about the kitchen. He said, and I put a 1 at the top on the top paragraph on page 3, and says Al started building his business part-time, attending 2 or 3 meetings a week after work and 3 to 4 large functions per year. Boom. 1. So I just highlighted that. Step 1. He dedicated, I like the next sentence as well, dedication to the learning process. So he really put a lot of time and energy into listening to Zig Ziglar, Jim Rohn, you know, all these things that really helped build his belief system as well. So he kept doing that. Number 2, where did I put the number 2? I put it in the second paragraph. He found a mentor. So you look upline from yourself. This is how you build your business. You look upline and find a mentor. Find somebody who will do coaching calls with you and be a mentor to you, or does training calls or Monday calls or whatever they are. But you want to build a mentor. So that became my number 2 on that page. Number 3 became the next paragraph. Hang out with people who knew how to dream. In other words, your environment is so crucial to you. And you can talk about the book, How to Be the Best You Can Be in MLM by John Kalins, because he talks about the four environment, the four fuels to your business, and one of them is, what is your environment? Surround yourself with believers, people who know how to dream, people who have faith in themselves and in the world and in creating something better for all of us. And then number four I put at the bottom, that the fourth part he saw was global expansion, the opportunity to build your business anywhere. And so he now, what Al did is he took his business around the world. So he has a business where the sun never sets. In other words, even when he goes to bed at night, there are people waking up somewhere else that are building his business for him in another country. So that's a neat thing to talk about, the global growth as well. So that's that page. Just gives you an idea how to build, you know, what are the most important kind of concepts in building your business? What do you want to make sure that you do? The next page I use for opening Mexico, I highlighted some things in there about how to open Mexico. Like the second paragraph talked about going from city to city. When you go in a foreign country, they'd stay in a hotel and run opportunity meetings all week at the rate of 5 meetings a day. You know, and this is, I use this for talking about building Mexico, because the whole plan of opening Mexico is being built around Al's experience and his dedication, how he opened countries in the past. So this is reflective of how Manatech sees themselves opening Mexico. So when you talk about opening Mexico, you can highlight some of these things on how Al historically opened foreign countries. So great, great, great. And then in the middle of that same page, I think we're on page four, is it? One, two, three, four, yeah, four. They talk about the paragraph entitled, starting with each new distributor, was seeing the plan, signing up, getting trained, and duplicating the process within 24 hours or less. That was another one I highlighted for opening Mexico. That's what we're planning on doing there. You're pioneers. You're launching this new country. And look where you could be in 5 to 10 years. And, of course, we're going to talk about that in a minute when we look at the Celebrate magazine. I think that's crucial, that this is what you're going to talk to people about in terms of building that business. And when you talk about people in foreign countries, he at the bottom of the page, he talked about, you know, we want to try to suggest that everybody's different, but eventually when it comes to individuals, what humans want is universal, which also makes the concept of network marketing so universally appealing. Go right into the next page, page five, and you'll see not only did Al recognize the same dreams and desires wherever he went, he was also amazed at how the same success principles worked regardless of the country. So you don't have to worry about something being, quote-unquote, foreign. People are people. They all have dreams. They all have aspirations. They all want to create something. They all want to make a difference. Let's go out and help other people do it. And then he said that really the whole concept was focused around, you know, training and instilling confidence in his team, but building everything around 8 core activities. And he has the 8 core in his article, so I just highlighted each of the 8 core. Not the whole paragraph, but just the title of each of the 8 core. And then I go on to the next page where it talks about building momentum. Because people will say, what does it take to grow this business? What are the specific tasks? And you go, really easy. Let's look at Al's article and talk about how he built this multi-million dollar organization in 65 countries. How did he do it? And you don't have to open any countries. You can do this all in the United States, but because it's the same process. It's about business activity rhythm, and there are 3 parts to the system. The first part is personal activity, and he talks about the 4 skills that you want to master. The second part is dynamic partnership. You build that up, and you make highlights in that paragraph that talk about working with your upline to develop these 4 skills until you can teach them to your downline. So you work with your upline in a dynamic partnership until you can teach it to your downline. So that dynamic partnership is important. And then you go down a little bit further, the 3rd paragraph under that dynamic partnership, and it says also includes a system of meetings so that we have one-on-ones and home meetings on a daily basis, a weekly basis, a monthly basis. That system of meetings is something you have a dynamic partnership. And that's not just with upline. It can also be with people in your crossline in the same area. And then the 3rd part of the business, 3 system, is the paragraph that says the 3rd and last part of the system is what I call a customer care program. So great. So you can teach people. You can just show them that these are the basic core principles behind building your network marketing business. And by the way, all of these principles are the same things I'm incorporating into that whole Mexico training program, that Blitz program that I'm doing. All the same thing. We're building all around those 3 core. parts. So all of this is incredible, what Al's doing. In the last page of Al's article, I highlighted a few things. I liked the last quote at the bottom. He said, "I'll never retire because I get my true fulfillment and sense of significance from helping people achieve the greatness God endowed them with at birth." And I love to use that for myself. I use it because it's really true. A lot of people look at successful presidentials and they go, well, you know, if this is a business that you can, you know, grow and then get to retire young, and and the reality is that you can go out there and grow this business, and then you can choose to do what you want to do afterwards. But I don't. For me, it's, I made it. Why don't I want everybody else to make it? And I feel the same way Al does. I have that same true concept in my heart that if I'm going to live a life of significance, it's going to be about pouring into other people. And that's why I continue to work very, very diligent with my networking business and helping people here, helping people in Mexico to build a better dream. Because I agree with Al, the people out there that have grown, I mean, I have people coming back to me that aren't even involved in Manatech anymore, but they're telling me, Mary Jo, your process and what you had me go through with leadership development and all the things that we did, says, I am a totally different person today, and it's showing up in my church, it's showing up in my job, it's showing, and she says, I will never, ever, ever, you know, lose the appreciation for you for having helped commit me to that kind of development and go through that kind of development. I mean, it's, so it's a beautiful thing, and it's about pouring into people. It doesn't always have to look the same way. It's going to look different for everyone, but it's about that truly playing a significant role in people's lives. And that's, I love that about Al, and I feel the same about myself. And again, he talks about unity in here too. Unity creates confidence, and confidence leads to productivity. So it's about truly creating a consistent message in a unified language that everyone uses. And that's what we're trying to do with the MAP program and all the things that we're doing. And in his article, he emphasizes all those things, which is terrific. Okay. Does that help you guys? Do you get how to use that article? It can accomplish so many things for you. I love it for all those different reasons. But you don't want to do what I just did to one. You want to use it for whatever purpose you're trying to accomplish with a new person. And you don't want to just give people and say, oh, read this article. I really think the importance, because it's a lot of reading when it's like 8 pages long, so you might want to go back there and just highlight. Again, use your highlighter, highlight what you really want them to see, the significant parts of it, or review it with them and go over it, you know, the different areas of it. Because that's what's important for you, to make sure that you're taking the greatest information out of that article and opening people's eyes to it to show who we are, what our heart and passion is, how to do the business. If you're opening Mexico, what's the great stuff in here about opening Mexico? How is it going to help me do that? And the experience that Al has behind all that. Okay? Anyone have any questions about the Al piece? The Al piece. Is it dynamic? Will somebody share in the field right now? Anyone want to get off mute and say, does this give you a better idea of how you might use it? Where your juice is flowing? Are your thoughts going in a direction?
Mary Jo, is it okay for us to go ahead and copy this and reprint it and just go ahead and give it
out? Do whatever you want. Right. The only thing you can't do with it is don't copy it and sell it. Okay. All right. Any other questions? Comments? How about you guys using it? Do you see how you can use it?
Great article. Great.
Super article. Super article. And for those of you who don't know Al Bala yet, I've really gotten to know Al. I mean, I got to know him a little bit when he first started with Manatech, and he was trying to find his way at that time, and I think it was really kind of cute because I got a taste of them a little bit, and I had my ups and downs. Some of you probably had the same feeling, like, oh my gosh, they're bringing Amway into Manatech or something, and you kind of question all this stuff. And sometimes when you meet Al, because he's got that promoter personality, you get that feeling, you know what I mean? Well, same thing you get with Ray Robbins. Ray, although when you guys don't feel that way about Ray, because a lot of you know his heart, so his promoter personality doesn't faze you. But, you know, with Al, all of a sudden we had a lot of judgment going into him because of his Amway past. And he's so hilarious. I mean, today when I, you know, and I really like the guy a lot. I mean, I really honor him. He has such a passion for all of you in the field. It's amazing. He will do anything he can to help people. That's his heart and his direction. That's who he is as a person. That's what he's made of. I mean, this guy was born in Senegal, Africa, and you know, he comes from not the wealthiest background, and he's just gone on his way and made this life for himself, and he really has a desire in his heart to help other people. But the neat thing is, when I talked to him the other day, I was talking about something about Amway. I made some comment, and he says, this company's taken all the Amway out of me and put all the heart. You know, it was really cute how he laughed at that, how the fear of people about Amway when this company just erased it, you know. And I thought that was kind of an interesting comment by him, because it's really quite a metamorphosis he's gone through working with Manitech. So, okay, so use that art. The next piece I want to talk about is the Rob Sinnott piece, which is a little totally different piece. And again, you use it for different things. It's kind of an introduction of who our new co-CEO is, so it gives you a nice mix here. And it's nice because it gives a little bit of his background and some of his heart comes across in this. I highlighted a few pieces in this piece. Just again, I don't use it a lot, but if people want to know who's running the company today, because some people are concerned about the turnover or what's happening there, I think this Dallas Business Journal article is a good one just to introduce Rob Sinnott. And it talks about, you know, what has been his best business decision, and that's going out and finding the best, most productive and creative people to work with. I highlighted that question and answer. I highlighted, where else did I say, his greatest strengths. I have a lot of technical strengths, but I think my management style is a huge asset. I work with a wide variety of people. I try to understand people and work with them where they're at. And that's a great thing to say by your CEO. So those are just some things that you might want to emphasize in there that you want to just talk about him and his family and how important his wife and his kids are. Right out of the box, what is he doing? He's got three kids and a wonderful wife who's also a neuroscientist, which is great. So you got a lot of scientists in that family. Those kids don't have a chance. No, I'm kidding. But anyway, so you can use that article as well to just, again, overcome some of the flack out there about who our new executives are, who they are. He also talks about the co-CEO. What is about co-CEO? And he says I think a lot of companies will be moving in that sort of arrangement in the future. That's another highlight section. So if they talk about co-CEO, you can talk about Rob Sinnott's experience around it already. He finds it invaluable to have somebody that he can bounce ideas off of that work together, because you're bringing two great minds together to work together versus relying on one person. So, again, another way you can use that to counter the co-CEO issue that might be out there for some people who do some research on the company. All right, so that's our Rob Sinnott piece that's out available right now. The Celebrate magazine, I wanted to talk about that because I use it a lot. And I'm using it mostly around opening Mexico. And it's the Celebrate magazine, Summer 09, Volume 9, Number 1. If some of you remember, it's the one with Mary Jo on the front cover. And I'm not telling you to use it because I'm on the front cover. And, that happens to be a little asset perhaps for me to go out and use it, but that's not what I'm using it for. The reason I'm using it is because we don't have the one from this manifest. It hasn't been published yet. We haven't seen it. But we do have the Celebrate from last year. So if you can get a copy of it, you want to have that because it's been invaluable. I'm going to tell you, when I go in here and I talk to people about opening Mexico, one of the things I want them to understand is what happens at a grand opening. When a country first opens, what happens? Well, in the first 12 months, some incredible things happen. The people that start on the ground floor just have incredible exponential growth. And, you know, and then I open up and I show them what I'm talking about. I open up and I go under the associate recognition pages, which are found, if you have that version, it's page 44, 45, 46. And I go and I say, let's just take a look at the new presidential directors in Manitech. And this is published, and I tell people, this was published last year. It was out of our manifest, our national event last year. So it's a year old now. But let's look at, and this is 2 years after we opened South Africa, who's in associate recognition under brand new presidential directors. And you start looking. And the first one out of the box is New Gold Presidential, Leone and Louis Vanderlinden. And then I take the sheet that I gave you the directions on, you know, on income, and I show them. I say, look at here, Gold Presidential is making between $230,000 and $430,000 on an annual basis. And that's where he was last year. He just became a platinum at this manifest in March, and now he's making between $467,000 and $1.6 million. Just get what's, you use that sheet, right? And you show, and that's somebody who just opened South Africa now it's been 3 years. But this booklet, it's amazing. People love to page through it. My people in Mexico, they love it. They look at this and I say, well, let's look at how many other people. Here, the second person, these are all the presidential directors that broke in 2008, right? Because this is from 2009 manifest. 2008, who are the people that broke? And you go, you look at our gold, the only gold that broke was South Africa. The only silver that broke was, what, where are they from? South Africa. The bronze that broke. One was Ontario, and they were out of Korea, but the other one, South Africa. Once again, so three of those four on those two pages are South Africa. Let's open up to the next one. There we go again. South Africa, South Africa, new bronze presidentials in South Africa. All right, and then you go to the next page, and I go, where are we going with these things? South Africa, again, two more from South Africa. So you're seeing all these South African. The other thing that's really exciting, so you can see, almost, what, 80% of all new presidentials. Three of the four on the first page, two out of four in the next, two out of four in the next. So you're talking about a huge percentage of these presidentials come out of South Africa. And today, you know, Louis and Leone are breaking a new presidential every month in South Africa. And that's just purely what's going on in South Africa. So that shows you what happens. And all these people, and you show them the income sheet so they understand it. All right? So that's how you use Celebrate Magazine. They love it. They look at these people and they think, oh, see, and they like to read about what their goals are, maybe a quote. They might even read some of this as you open this up and share this with them. But it's a critical document to build their belief system about what truly happens when people open a new country. And then I do comparison data between South Africa and Mexico with them because that really shocks their conscience because there's so many more people in Mexico than South Africa. And we're also, the South Africans so far are just basically working with most of the white population, which is only 20% of the population in South Africa. So it's even 20% of the total population. So it's incredible what's going to happen in Mexico. And then I show them, the last picture in here is of people breaking presidential is a picture of Johanna Gill. Who's Johanna? Al Bala's wife, the first Latino presidential, right? Anyway, so you talk about that, you know, and all. She's from Colombia. She speaks fluent Spanish. She's working on this, and that's how great we're starting to build that marketplace. That makes them believers that they can also become presidential, even without opening Mexico, but that's great. The integration of that is critically important for people who want to open Mexico, okay? So everybody got how to do that, and I gave you the page that you print off. I carry it around with me everywhere about what, you know, income averages. U.S. income averages for all those different positions so that you can utilize that as well. Anything else about using Celebrate Magazine? If you don't have one, contact your upline or see if you can get one from Manatech, but you want to have one of those. Invaluable for showing them what can be accomplished.
Mary Jo, is that Celebrate Magazine online?
I don't know if it's online. Summer 09, Volume 9, Number 1. If you don't have one, try to get one from somebody somewhere. You can even use a copy of one. You can get it copied with a color. Make sure the front page is copied because you want to make sure that they have the idea of what magazine it is, not so you can show Mary Jo, but so that they know what the name of the magazine. When you show people materials that have been copied outside of a magazine, do you understand that you always copy the front cover? Always, because that's what gives them the credibility of what magazine it came out of. You don't want to just show pieces of paper to people because they want to know where it's coming from. Okay? What was the next question?
So is there a month on it or is it just last year's?
It's just summer 09. They don't publish Celebrate monthly. They do it almost quarterly now, I think. Summer 09, volume 9, number 1.
Thank you.
You can just tell people if you want to call your upline or talk to Manatech, it's going to be the one that came out of Manifest last year. You're probably getting one out of Manifest this year in the next month or so, okay? But I don't know when that's going to be, and you need the material now. You need to be able to, it's explosive, it's dynamic, it's a supportive of the income that's made on opening a country, okay? All right, great, great, great. So.
Mary Jo?
Uh-huh.
I've got a question. I'm looking at this article. He mentioned something in it, a quote that some people are looking for a job, they just don't know it yet, or what was that quote?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, what you're talking about is my new brochure. I made a new brochure. I took it to a job fair a couple of weeks ago and just had a blast with it. And the brochure, it's a trifold, and DupliPack has it now. And we've translated it in Spanish, so it's coming out in English and Spanish.
Oh, good. Okay. Thank you for clarifying
that. Hey, guess what?
That.
Are you ready? Are you ready? It's on his website today. We just got Lydia just got an email from Steve Burns that's on the email today. So there, you can order them today from DupliPack. And it's a front cover says, we're looking for people who don't want a job, dot, dot, dot. And at the bottom it goes, they just don't know it yet. Okay. And then it opens up and it tells you, you know, all the statistics, and it talks about your 40-year choice. Option one is a 40-year plan. Option two is a 2 to 5 year plan. And it has a bunch of quotes in there from Pilser. It's got quotes from Kiyosaki. It's all about moving people forward to say, you know what, enough already. Let's do something that makes some sense and take back control of our life and see our dreams come true. So it's a neat little brochure, very helpful for people. Now, understand that there are a lot of people that, they're stuck. They're in this, they're stuck. But it's going to take kind of this kind of influence to get them to take a little tweak, look a little differently, give them some statistics, show them what happens to the person in the 40-year. It goes through all the 40-year. 40 years you work your business, what happens at age 65? You know the U.S. government statistics about how many are dead, how many are broke, how many are, you know, and only 5 are financially secure. All the rest are either dead, broke, or totally dependent on other people in their retirement. That's the name of the game today, people. So, and it's even worse with the baby boomers coming up. It's why the baby boomers are people that are going to, you know, be looking for jobs. So, anyway, but that brochure is available. That's what, and again, I just got it. Email from Steve, it's up today, so you'll be able to see it. And it's in Spanish as well, so you can get some Spanish ones to help you in the Spanish market as well. They're the same way, but they're much more entrepreneurial. Historically, they get entrepreneurship. They really get it because they've never had a really, you know, successful job market to choose from. So, all right, the other thing that I did on today's outline is I did a training that was entitled Use the News or Lose. Okay, so what I chose to do is I just took because it's not published anywhere on my Manatrain website since it was done back in 2003. So all I did was combine the outline into this one because it kind of fell in the same realm about using these articles. These are news as well, magazines and articles. And so I thought I would tack it on to make sure you guys are really taking advantage of what's available in the news. Every day we see stuff in the news. I mean, I'm getting inundated by things, and some of it I share with you, and I think it's really critical but how to use these things. So it's important to just run through some of the feedback there. Notice that all the stuff I talk about in this outline comes from 2003. So it's not recent news, but there's similar articles that are occurring today. In fact, I was laughing because I looked back. This is hilarious. I looked back at this, and if you look under E, okay, number 6E on the outline, it says Dallas Morning News, Saturday, March 8th, 2003. Ready? Front page of business section. Job decline, highest in 15 months. U.S. employment fell 308,000 in February. Yeah. We are so funny. We're sitting here. I mean, that's just what we're seeing today, right? I mean, it's a recession. You know, we forget about that we didn't have as severe a recession, thank goodness. But we went through an economic blip in 2001, 2, and 3 in that period, you know, and job security and all that stuff. So, again, how you use those things. I was laughing when I saw that. The other, so you want to use news The reason you use news, even when, like, I'm in Mexico talking to people down there, they are fascinated by what's going on in Arizona. And they have their own opinions about the Arizona law and all that stuff that's happening, you know, and all the things and illegals and all that stuff. And they, you know, some of them are, you know, they just are going, you know what, we don't think that, you know, that the United States should, you know, be taking on these illegals. We're not in favor of that. Da, 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 da. But then they'll go, but this is what we don't like about the United States. You know, they'll open up their opinions. But they want to talk about current events and current issues. They want to talk to you about. They have so much respect and admiration for the U.S. because they look at us as this incredible behemoth of just wealth and everything else. And you know, so it's amazing the amount of respect they have for this country. Probably more respect than some of people on this phone call have for this country. You know what I mean? Because we've been too tied into so much that's going on that sometimes we get overly critical of what we have here, but we still are huge in terms of a land of opportunity compared to what they have, compared to the things they've been, you know, accosted with. And I'll tell you, it's really amazing. I mean, we went to park our car and people make you pay them money to guard your car. Now, your car doesn't need to be guarded. It's just a way that they are basically saying, you either pay us some pesos or your car is not going to look the same way it looked when you parked it here. You know what I mean? It's like the Wild Wild West sometimes, you know? So, I mean, it's really an intriguing culture. So it's a lot of funny things going on out there. But the idea is that we don't quite have those issues going on here in the States, and we don't have them, or at least at that level, everyday level that they might experience there. But the recognition that they want you to know what's going on in the news, they want you to understand and be able to converse with them about what's going on in the news. And it's really important for us the same way. When we want to come across educated and on top of things, people want, if you can talk about current news and current things about attacking pharmaceuticals, or last week, was it last week or the week before, that the Presidential Commission on Cancer came out with a huge 200-page report that basically said, we are using way too many chemicals in treating cancer. What we need to be doing is focusing on prevention, focusing on eating more organic. I mean, it was a terrific piece. Now, this is the kind of thing that you want to be using when you talk to people. So become aware, at least dig in and find some of that news on a weekly basis that can really support you. And I mean, I do every week, I'm looking at what's out there in the science area and the nutrition area to find out what's going on. One great place for you to find things out in the nutrition area, I found one source that I use is called Natural News. You can subscribe to that website and you'll get an email from them from time to time that gives you updates on what's going on in the news and especially around the nutrition area. Yeah, so you don't have to feel like you're doing all the research. There are people out there already researching for these kind of things that publish them and duplicate them and send them out to their email bank. So find those sources so that you don't have to feel like you're always doing it. You can go and when you Google on news and all that kind of stuff, you can look under health and look under health news and, you know, because they have subcategories. So you can find many ways of finding those things. But important that you have them so that you can communicate with people on what's happening today. One of the reasons somebody's going to start taking your products is because you are on top of what's going on in the nutrition industry. And you can keep them updated on what's the most recent news and updated things because the majority of people are not doing that. They're not keeping awareness. Do you agree with that? All you got to do is walk outside. Talk to people at your church. They're not spending time and dedicating time and energy to being aware of what's the newest things that we learn about our human body, what's going on, how do we help it, what's out there to support it. That's why they jump on. Why do you think people come along with Monavir, come along with ABC and DEF, and people jump on it because they think it's some miraculous discovery. You and I don't worry about that because all we got to do is look behind what it is because we know these people are, it's a hypey marketing scheme. And it works because people feel so uneducated and they don't know where to go to find out if it's valid or not. So they buy into it. And that's what transpires. So that's why you want to come across as knowledgeable and educated so that you can help people make better decisions about their health, no matter what that is. Right? Okay, so that's your. So you want all the health stuff. You want to know the articles that we put in the training I did back in 2003. One was endometriosis being classified as autoimmune disease. That was huge because why? Because it's just one more. And autoimmune diseases, we know, are about what? The immune system attacking your own body. And it sounds a lot like miscommunication. Now, I'm not saying Ambertose heals, cures, mitigate. I'm just telling you, when your immune system is attacking your own body, that's got to be miscommunication going on, right? And we know that Ambertose is part of that whole process of helping the body to restore the glycosylation on the outside of the cell. We have independent scientific proof that Ambertose helps rebuild the glycosylation. That's all scientifically documented. It's all things that we can say because we have the independent third parties that say that that's happened. So we can talk about that. New York Times, January 2006, said drug sales bring huge profits and scrutiny to cancer doctors. And it's all about the chemo drugs and how, you know, we talk about what are we doing with cancer today. Well, today I would talk about, and I've talked about it down in Mexico. I've talked, when I met with doctors, I talked about the new Presidential Commission on Cancer and what they came out with here in the United States. And, you know, they were fascinated to hear about that because they don't necessarily get that information. Well, it's not that I'm in Mexico that that's fascinating. It's here in the United States as well. It's fascinating everywhere. So it's important to know that. The protection of the pharmaceutical industry, anything on the pharmaceutical industry is relevant because it's usually slams and it's usually about fraud or some kind of misrepresentation or another huge hundreds of millions dollar penalty by the FDA. So you want to keep opening that up to people so they really don't trust the pharmaceutical giants. I don't want anyone trusting the pharmaceutical giants because I don't trust them. I've seen too much. And how they're so, and it's not that they're bad people, it's just they're directed poorly. And we created that. I mean, we as a country did that. So we've done it to ourselves there. And then anything in the job market as well. You want to talk about job declines, things like that. Find financial security. Get yourself in a position where you really do have financial security. Yeah. So anyway, so use the news or lose, as I said. Use the news or lose. You want to make sure you come across as educated. You're on top of what's happening in the marketplace. You don't have to be brilliant. You just have to have an idea of what's out there and do a little, you know, snippet on it. You don't hand out 20-page documents or 200-page, you know, President's Commission on Cancer reports. That's not what is necessary. In fact, I would that would be overwhelming to anyone to receive that. But to hear your analysis of it or your wrap-up on it or your summary of it, wonderful. That's what people want to know. You can give them a lot of education in a short period of time. Okay, people, that's it for today. Hopefully you learned a lot. You got a lot of good stuff that can help you go out there and share. Keep your eyes open for the Mexico launch group program we're putting together because I think it's going to be invaluable to you. A lot of the work I'm doing, and I'm working around the clock on these things, putting together strategies, materials. You know, I even have, you know, places to fill in the blanks, how to get here, all of that. Is really valuable if you really want to get serious about opening up that Hispanic marketplace. So I'll share that with the people that want to sign up for that program, and we're excited about doing it throughout the summer. Again, it's a 3.5-month program through Diezi Says, with the goal that you're going to be up to, our goal is 64 new associates in your organization, and we're actually doing, I think, a program where we kick back some of the money if you get to 50. So we're actually rewarding everybody who gets to 50, and I think it'd be preposterous if we didn't get you to 50 through that period of time, okay? All right, everybody, love you all. Any last-minute questions?
Mary Jo, I just want to tell you how much your program, whatever you call this session today, was in educating us about the brochures and the people and things with Manatech. That was just very helpful. So anytime
right.
in the future you can help us to better market the products and the brochures and things to help us along that line, that is much appreciated.
Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, we have a lot of great stuff out there, but sometimes it's like, what do I do with it, right? It's like here it is.
And on the article that you said that came out about the cancer or the present from the Cancer Society or whatever, is that going to be made available to us?
You can get the news article. Well, why don't I do this for you? I'll send it out after this call. I'll just give you that. It's just going to be a review. I'll give you a copy of what came out in the news. If you want to get a copy of the commission report, which I don't necessarily advise you to do because it's going to be 205 pages of a lot of gobbledygook you don't necessarily want to spend time with, but they will. The write-up on the review, the overview of it, I will send out after I get off the call. How's that?
Oh, great. Thank you so much, Mary Jo.
Mary Jo, this is Ginny. I'm not seeing this threefold brochure on GlycoTools yet.
Okay, here it says right here, from Steve this morning at 10:45 a.m. Brochures will be up today, exclamation mark, Steve.
Okay.
So he probably, if it's not up right now, you know it's going to be there today, okay?
Great, thank you.
And sometime today. Okay, great, thanks, Ginny.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, everybody, love you all. Great, let's get out there and make it happen. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Bye.